know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we just thankful. Everybody in here have a right to praise the Lord. Because you're here. It's by His grace that we are all here. Somebody didn't get up this morning. By His grace. Serve the Lord while you can. Just what we come in here for, to worship and praise God and hear the word of God. God is good to us. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. They were saying, they were called out to praise the Lord. Only thing about the preacher, he was called for two things. He was called to praise the Lord and to preach the word of God. His job is a little different. He has to serve what God tells him. Y'all just praise him. Now I'm going to tell you what he said. Everything he said, tell us to say. Don't please everybody. But you still have to say it. So I'm still in my series. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 47. Number 47. If you will, turn your Bibles to Luke 22 and 18. We're going to read about three part of scripture here. Turn there, then go to 1 Corinthians 11, 26 and Revelation 22 and 20. Luke 22 and 18 says, "For I say unto you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Talking about when he come back. I'm doing it now. I won't do it no more until I come back again. So he coming back again. He said the fruit of the vine. I'm just going to bring that in there since I said it there. Let us know we don't drink pomegranated wine. We drink fruit from the vine. When I first got here, that's what they were drinking, pomegranated wine, when I first come to New Bethlehem. I said, don't bring that here no more. Some folks already just come out of Real Estate Center and alcoholism,
Paul said.
And we don't want to put them back in there. See, wasn't nothing mixed with Jesus' blood. That's the pure thing we can get. Fruit from the vine. Fruit from the vine. Fruit from the vine. So what he's saying here, I won't do it no more till I come back. So evidently he what? 1 Corinthians 11 chapter and 26th verse. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he what? Till he come. He evidently he coming back. What we doing? We gonna do this until he come back. We don't need it no more because we don't come back now. We need it. We don't need it then because when he come back, we won't need to be having the Lord's Supper because we be with the Lord in the kingdom of God. Revelation 22 and 20 says, he which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. When will Jesus come back and why? Number 47. We are to proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Talk about the Lord until he come. Betake up the Lord's Supper until he come. The Lord's Supper look back to Christ's death and look forward to his second coming. So the church of Christ is looking for him. Looking for him. And if Jesus is not coming back, why take the Lord's Supper? If he's not coming back, why take the Lord's Supper? He told us to do it until he come. I'm looking for him. Are you looking for him? Because he is coming back. Jesus told his people to do this until I come. Some folk will cut the Lord's Supper out, but he told us to do it. Evidently, they don't believe he's coming. But he's coming back, just like he said he would. I want y'all to listen at me today, okay? Don't go to sleep on me. I'm going to wake you up if you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep now. Yeah, listen. Listen. Some stuff you didn't need to hear. Mean it. Stuff you need to hear. May not be sweet, but something you need to hear. My brothers and sisters, 35 years ago, I thought I would never see so plain some of the signs and the evidence of Jesus' second coming. Never thought. Seeing some things knocking me off my feet. I don't know about you. Never thought. Then, I see some things so plain. Things that will happen prior to his coming. Things, that's what we got to look at. Things that happening right now in these last days. Do you believe these are last days? They are the last days. Bless his holy name. Danger time shall come. Damages time shall come. We see them right now. lovers of themselves, lovers of money, greedy. That's happening right now. Boasters bragging about what they got, who they are. That's happening right now. Proud over barren proud. Some folks so proud they can't stand their own self. But proud. These the last days. Blasphemous. Evil speakers of God and his people. Folks blaspheme God's name going and coming now. On TV, they blaspheme his name. Then blaspheme his people. Disobedient to Pam. Hard-headed children right now. So Pam's have a problem, plus the children have a problem. Because God already told us these things gonna be. Unthankful, ungrateful to God. Somebody got up this morning looking at me right now and didn't say, Lord, I thank you. Just being on what? Thankful. God Almighty. Being unthankful. That being ungrateful. God woke me up this morning. Everybody said, woke me up. This morning. And somebody got up. And didn't say, Lord, I thank you. And don't realize that so many folks got up, didn't went to bed, and didn't get up this morning. He could have left you there too. But by his grace and his mercy. So we live in a time where folks are so unthankful to God and ungrateful. Unholy. Unholy. Holding nothing sacrifice to God. When we come to worship God, to praise his name, you know, it's a sacrifice thing that you ought to get yourself out of it sometime. Well, let me say this right, because I won't make nobody mad. You know, folks get mad quick when you say the wrong thing. Sometime. Everybody say sometime. Sometime you ought not to be ashamed to worship God. I said sometime. Sometime now. Sometime you ought to get a loose sometime. You know it. You know, loose yourself. It ain't gonna break your bone. Loose yourself. And you may not have to take no exercise if you loose yourself for the Lord sometime. And when you think about the goodness of the Lord, and you don't have to come to church to think about the goodness of the Lord. And sometime, everybody say sometime. Sometime you ought to get a heft on your job. I said sometime. Sometime you ought to get a heft driving your car. And I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging. Sometime I'd be in that van, and sometime I had to drive on side the road. And park sometimes because God talking to you. And one time I parked on the road and I got a telephone call, but secretary called me. Somebody said, "Is anything wrong with you? They see the van on side the road." I said, "Me and the Lord talking, that's all." The Lord and I are in a conversation. Bless his holy name. God is just that good to us. We owe him everything. Unloving. Got some folks just can't love nobody. Unforgiving. Refuse to make peace. Some folks can get mad all the time. And got the nose turned up all the time. And I'm talking about things that happened in the last day, Paul said. Slanders. Slanders. God Almighty. Spreading false things. Folks are good at it now. Talking about spreading mess. They know how to spread mess. And in the last, I'm dealing with the last days. Lover of pleasure more than the lovers of God. Don't get quiet on me now. These are the last days we are living in. And I'm seeing some things that I thought I'd never see. But I'm seeing them now. They give me more boldness to talk about it. When God give it to me, I see it here. The coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And seem like everything coming
before God. Everything we do look like it's come before God. We put him on the tail end. Can I say it like this? We wear ourselves out for everything but the Lord. And then we want to give God the leftovers. So like some folks live to get 55, 75, 85, and they almost serve the law. What? Who serve the law? You wore out. Serve the law. See, they give God the leftovers. God gave his best. When he gave us Jesus, he gave his best. He wants us to give his best to him. Seems like everything come before him. I'm talking about the last days now. And my brother and sister, if God had to depend upon some of us to exist, he'll never make it. He'll never make it. If he had to depend upon us, God, to make it, he'll never make it. He'll never exist because we give God the leftovers. Bless his holy name. So in these last days, and my brothers and sisters, we are living in perilous time, trying time, difficult time, uneasy time, time when a Christian hardly know which way to turn and which way to go and what to do. These kind of times we are living in right now. And many are professing Christians. Everybody said professing Christian. Many are professing Christians are looking and listening to the worldly people. But their answer is in the worldly folks. Because they're listening to them. You got to stop listening to the world and start listening to the word of God. And that's what many of the Christians doing now. Professing Christians, they see how the world having fun. They see how the world doing everything. They won't do just like the world doing. But watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Did you not know that the worldly folks is having their heaven right now? Did you not know that? Listen now. This is the only world they're going to, the only heaven they're going to always see. When it's over, their heaven is over. Notice now, sometimes nothing ever happens to them. But we're going to suffer if we follow Jesus. He told us, any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We catch hell, but this is not our home. But the world, this in a way, this where they enjoy everything they get a hold to. They enjoy. God just let them have their way because this is the only heaven they're going to ever go to. But we're going to another thing. Listen, listen. Don't get jealous because they have any fun. Let them have their fun. This is the only heaven they're going to see. This is the only heaven they're going to see. This is the only goal they're going to see. But we're going to a better place. That means Paul says better to be with the Lord than to be here. Far better. That's his holy name. So it seems like the worldly people just having their fun. But they teaching us. Don't let them teach you. You teach them by being an example. They can see Christ. Don't you be fooled and don't you be deceived, because sometimes when they get to having fun, they go home and cry all night long. Because we got a joy, an unspeakable joy. And when we go through our thing, God there to catch our tears and there to put us on his knee and pat us a little bit. He know how to take care of his own children. Yes, you may go through your testing. Yes, you may go through your trials, but you've got somebody to pet you. Oh, boy. And stop depending upon the world. Listen at me now. I was called to. And praise the Lord. And it said some things you may not like. But I was called to. And my brothers and sisters, I'm not dealing, I'm dealing with the last days. Everybody say the last days. The last days on this earth. And it is right now. I promise you. And it will come when Jesus comes back. He's going to straighten everything out. And we are seeing things that God said will happen right before he comes back. Right before he comes back. We're seeing them. Notice now, some of the things that are happening in the world today that we thought will never be a lifestyle. That we thought will never be a lifestyle. Not good things, but bad things. Ungodly things, evil things, and sinful things. And my brother and sister, sin and evil won't get any better, said the Lord. Do y'all know that some of you looking at me don't believe that? Watch man. Man trying to make it better, kiss me. Notice they're getting worse. It's kind of like going in some quicksand. He go in trying to handle it, he go deep and deeper. Every time he do something, he's getting deep and deeper. He's trying to handle his own sinful problem, but he can't handle it. God has the answer to all our problems. But we don't believe in many Christians. I'm going to call it professing Christians. That's a difference in a professing Christian and a Christian. See, some folks just profess it. Some folks live it. God Almighty. Paul, look at 2 Timothy for me right quick. I won't get you something before I get to the day. I'm going to get you some. 3. 2 Timothy 3, 12 through 13. But watch this. Watch this.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
God Almighty.
But evil,
listen at this,
men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
All right. Y'all see that, don't you? We don't talk about that. Watch this now. But there is one sin that topped the cake. I mean it now. I mean, listen at me. There's one sin that topped the cake. It's the icing on the sin cake. That's right. I mean it now. You better listen at me. God hate all sin. But I believe, everybody say, I believe. I believe the worst sin that moved God is homosexuality. I said, I believe that. When you read God's word and see what he said, that's the topping of the cake. Homosexuality and same-sex marriage. And the church going to sleep right here. Going to sleep on this mess. In these last days. Oh, boy. And watch this now. It is with us right now. It's with us and around us. Right now as I speak. Watch this now. Notice, it become a lifestyle now. And will be a regular lifestyle after a while.
That's right.
Not new to me. When I said new, I don't tell y'all that way back, y'all. It was coming. But some of y'all didn't believe nothing I said.
All right.
Two men's going to walk down the aisle. Two women going to walk down the aisle. I asked y'all, who's going to jail with me? I said that before we come over here. We haven't seen nothing yet. I'm trying to get you to say, we haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. We haven't seen nothing yet. God Almighty. Bless His holy name. And my brother and sister, notice now, it changed the whole plan of God. Everybody say plan. It's plan, the whole plan. It's the whole plan of God. The way the Bible reads, this sin, what made sin at his worst. Heart of mine. This when sin had ran his course. God told man to multiply the earth. And he had fixed it on one way to multiply the earth. He ain't got the one way. He said, Adam, I want you to multiply the earth. So God have one plan to multiply the earth. There's no other plan to multiply the earth. It's got to be man and woman. And not woman and woman, not man and man. Ain't but one way. Notice now, don't miss the point. They go against the whole plan of God. The whole plan of God. The whole plan of God. We see it. We go along with it. Some of us said to him that night, go along with it. When you go along with them, you're going against God. Okay, I'm mad. Let them get mad. Tell them the truth. You may help somebody. Tell them the truth. I don't want to get in it. You got in it when you gave your life to Christ. He said, you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. You let them know it's wrong. We just got too many chicken preachers, that's all. Too many chicken preachers, that's all. Somebody got to tell them. Who's going to tell them? Preacher trying to be celebrities, pop up, big shots, and all that kind of. Tell these folks the truth. That's the only way God can bless you, when you tell folks the truth. Let them see they go against the whole plan of God. A baby can't come with two women. A baby can't come in with two men. God didn't fix it like that. Look at the name and say, it won't work. What makes sin become worse? Watch this now, baby boy. What makes sin become worse is when a person is doing it and being proud of it. And proud with it. High-minded about it. And not ashamed of it. And that's what's happening right now. They're not ashamed. They're proud. Proud. Not ashamed no more. And my brothers and sisters, homosexuality used to be a shameful act, but no more. These are the last days, see. Now, what else? Watch this. This is good now. Now, what else can come that can be so shameful against the will and the plan of God? Name something else. Name somebody.
You're right, Pastor.
What else you can bring against God? So shameful. You ain't got, you can't come up with nothing there.
All right.
You can't come up with nothing there. You got to stop right there. Just the cream of the crop. That reason I know he's knocking at his door when he come in. Just the cream of the crop. No other sin worse than this one right here. Oh, boy. And my brothers and sisters, now, if any kind of sin, I put it, if every kind of sin will be in a contest of which one is the most filthy, most unclean, I believe in the eyes of God, is homosexuality and same-sex marriage. I mean it. They will win the contest every time. If sin get in a contest, I say homosexuality will win the prize every time. It's just that bad in the eyesight of God. And the church is laying back. Get yourself and tell them folks the truth. Tell your friend the truth. Tell your buddy the truth. Let him get mad, but you're trying to help him. Tell him get born again. I said, tell him to get born again. Born again. Born again. Born again. You can't do it if you're born again. Folks got to be born again. And my brothers and sisters, this kind of sin is very grievous to God. Watch it now. It's very grievous to God. Solomon Gomorrah had reached the sin point of no return. They was proud in their sin and didn't care. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Genesis 18, 20 and 21.
And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great.
Yeah.
And because their sin is very grievous.
What do you call it? Very what?
Grievous.
So, y'all, everybody knew about, not everybody, both read about, knew about Sodom and Gomorrah. Notice now, because their sin is what?
Grievous.
Very. Yeah, put that on there. Don't miss that now. It's in the Bible. All right, see, very. Emphasis on it.
Amen.
Emphasis on it. Very what?
Grievous.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is to come unto me. And if not, I will know.
God Almighty. Know it now. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. I will what? But go back up yonder. I will go. I know somebody there talking about somebody, but that ain't worth going right now. I know somebody shooting up somebody else's animal, but that ain't important now. Just right here, move me. This is sin that moved me. Grievous. This the one that moving me. That's making get up and go. He get to a point. See, it get to a point. Now I've got to go see about this mess.
Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor.
This got my nerves on.
I know they talking about one another.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna move yet.
Here we go.
I know somebody stole a car. That don't move me too much.
Uh-huh.
I know it's wrong, but that don't move me. But when men started going with men, and women started going with men, I've got to get up. I've got to get up and go see about this man. That's what get him up. And you think he's sitting up in heaven and all he knows what he's been to do. You better get your house in order. This sin here moved God. Very grievous to God. Paul, look at Leviticus for me right quick and 18:22 and 23. Yeah, 18.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Let's stay right there. No, don't take it down, baby. Let's stay right there. My brothers and sisters, man have made homosexuality legal. To be a lifestyle. But God called it abomination.
All right.
Impure.
All right.
Filthy. Unclean.
All right.
And this is what the Leviticus just said. Y'all see what he said?
Amen.
He called it a what?
Abomination.
Thou shall not. Thou shalt not steal. But this one has to go a little further. But thou shalt not lie.
All right. Uh-huh.
And not talking about you speaking, talking about lying down. Because the devil may tell you, he's just talking about lying. No, he ain't talking about no lying. He's talking about lying down. D-O-W-N down. Mankind as with a woman. Y'all see what the Bible says?
Yeah.
So we go along with the mess for
yeah.
This God word. How are we going to help the folk if we agree with them? They need help. I said they need help. Help, help, help. They need help. It ain't in the Bible nowhere. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to say that. He said just what he said. These some handsome young men up here. All of them handsome, ain't
they?
Huh? What do I look like kissing them in their mouth? If I have to kiss him, I'm going to be careful why I kiss him. What? I'm confused. I'm confused. What I can get out of that? I'm confused. It's a man. I'm confused. It's abomination before God. Now, Paul, look at Romans 1, 21 through 28.
Because,
listen,
that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
God Almighty.
Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations.
God Almighty.
And their foolish heart was darkened.
Darkness. Read on, Paul. I'm going to run a little bit. I'm going to get through to something.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Think they got a lot of sense. We don't want to go by your plan, God. We don't like your plan. We got enough of sense now to fix our own plan. You're just making a trap for your own self. God called them what? Fools. 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 And that man said, you know, he saw a little hippie. I heard a preacher say years ago, he saw a little hippie. He said, we went in a new city. He said, oh, you're the one that said after God. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, there is a God. I don't believe there's no God. He said, your name in the Bible. Your name in the Bible. A man that said in his heart that there is no God, he'll what? He said, how you doing, fool? There is a God. Read on, Paul.
And change the glory of the uncorruptible God.
Listen to that.
Into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things.
Yeah, anything they got to worship in everything now. Read on, Paul.
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts,
God Almighty,
to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Y'all see that now? He gave them. Come on, Paul, read on.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator,
God Almighty,
who is blessed forever. Amen.
In other words, I'd rather do what I want to do than to serve the one that created me.
Amen.
God Almighty. I've served the creature more than the Creator. When you get doing things like that, I love God, say don't do it, but I love my mate. Well, you love your mate more than the one that creates you. And you're doing wrong when you're doing it. Read on, Paul.
For this cause, God gave them up unto the vile affections.
Oh.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Even the women got into it too, didn't they?
Yes, sir. They did.
What you trying to say? The men started all.
Yes, sir.
Women started getting in it too.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And likewise, also the men,
listen,
leaving the natural use of the woman,
God Almighty,
burned in their lust one toward another.
Yeah.
Men with men working that which is unseemly,
yeah,
and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meant.
Recompense being paid back. You're going to get paid for what you're doing. Men leaving their natural use of the woman. Thank God for the woman.
Amen.
Here you go, hard leg man. Thank God for the woman.
Amen.
God Almighty. Got one more verse, Paul.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge,
listen to this,
God gave them over to a reprobate mind,
God Almighty,
to do those things which are not convenient.
What God done? He turned them over to a reprobated mind. I'm giving you up in a sense. I'm turning you a reprobated mind. You said this good now. A reprobated mind is a mind can't never come up with God. I'm going to say it again. A reprobated mind is a mind that cannot never come up with God. But clean it out to bring my name. He can't never bring my name up. He's going to let him go and do what he want to do. Love it. Do how he want to do. Encourage him to do it. That's your business. But you reprobate. In other words, I hand you over to the devil. Gave him up. Gave him up. God loved everybody. He wanted to save everybody. But you can't keep on doing things he said don't do.
Amen. You're right, Pastor.
Reprobated mind. Turn you over. Say, you just going to go do it on. You ain't going to never come up with God in your mind. You just going to just go crazy with it. And that's what folks doing now. I saw a little young fella, little that wrestling boxing. He got up and got the proud. He said, just like this. He said, I'm proud to announce that I am gay. I said, so you go, what? You got my sympathy, bro. They proud of it. They proud. Come, God will clean itself out of their mind. Reprobated mind. Can't come up with God in their mind. It's just like God said, huh? Devil, there you go. You have them, devil. Because it can never come up no more with God's mind. Because you're reprobated. Got to help these folks. These folks need help in this world. Going against the whole plan of God. We're around here playing around with this stuff. This stuff ain't nothing to play with. A reprobated mind. A mind which God cannot approve of. A mind that's been rejected by God. God Almighty. God take his self out of their mind. No knowledge of God. Out of their mind. No knowledge of God. And my brothers and sisters, the real church of Christ must not accept man-made marriage. It's man-made. You tell them, that man-made marriage. You thought that man-made that, God didn't make that. But real, true family come from God. If it didn't come from God, it's sinful. God wants to save them, but they refuse to be saved. Remember that now. He wants to save them, but they refuse to be saved. Because they love what they're doing, they're proud in it, and they're doing it and don't care who know it. But the church of Christ is to be guided by the word of God and then stand on it. We got the word of God, y'all. Let's stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Our job is to make a stand. We don't agree with that mess. Don't you get in that mess, young folk. Don't get that stuff to kill you. Spiritually, you gone. If you don't watch yourself spiritually, you are gone. You'll get yourself in a mess by God and turn you over. He wants to save everybody. He will save everybody. See, the first thing we'll come about, sin is just sin. This is the top of the cake.
All right.
This is the top of the cake. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, watch this now. Let me let you go for a few minutes. If God called anything sin, somebody got to tell me who can call it holy.
All right.
Somebody just got to tell me now who authorized to say it's not sin. It's ungodly sin. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, bless his holy name. Everybody say I heard. I heard that they have gay churches now. Watch this. Ain't no problem. Watch this. They name it the right name. Because it can't be a Jesus church. So it got to be a Satan church. You tell them Reverend Walker said if you're scared. Tell them. If you're in a gay church, you're in a church of the devil.
All right.
You're in the church of the devil. That's not Jesus' church. That's not the Lord's church. That's the devil church. God Almighty. That's his holy name. Yes, you know, they will be deceived. Some of them who never stop. You get in that mess. Don't get in that mess, young folks. Some old folks, too. Don't get in that mess. Sometimes you see, on TV, sometimes you see them old folks like they're 90 years old. 65, 85, and some of them marrying. You know, marrying. Make you want to vomit if you look at them sometimes. Can't hardly walk. You know, I want to make it sound so bad. It is bad. Your life is at stake. It's better than what I can fix it. It's better than I can fix it. Oh, boy. Now, watch this. I'm about my time about it. Now, watch this now. God gave me this message and subject before President Obama was reelected. God knows he did. I told y'all this. Now, some of you may remember. I told y'all this. I believe that God was going to put him back in office for making, put him back in office to produce or to keep on pushing homosexuality. Some of you heard me, some of you didn't. 2 weeks before that time, I said them words. When I saw them cars in California, announcing them gay cars, had Obama name on it, I said, he got to pay them for it. Look at them back sometime. When I saw what happened, that's what made me went back. I said, he won't be back in there because time is winding up. We're in the last days, and this mess got to come to a head after a while. That's the reason I said, he going to put him back in there. Because the Republicans wasn't going to put him back. What are you going to say? I don't care about the Republicans. Get me wrong now. I'm a Democratic man. But yet still, it's wrong. And I believe he's going to put it back in there because he was going to endorse it. He already announced it. And for one more thing now, the Supreme Court got to say yes, and then he's going to sign it, and then they're going to be liable in the church. Right. Now watch. It's going to be liable. And if I preach about it then, guess what? Somebody can kept into the court. And I told y'all who's going to jail with me. See. Watch this. I know you got to go. You got to get me out. But watch this. This is the very reason. This is the very reason I'm talking about it now. Before it become a law. I ain't got to say it no more. Get my tape and burn it up if you want it, but get my tape.
I'm with you, Pastor. I'm in with you. That's right.
And I got it already in the Constitution.
All right.
And I'm a church country. I put it in there before we even come over here. May put it in there for me.
Uh-huh.
When it got a little rough, I said, man, check that thing out. See if I got that thing down there. We don't have that going on here. And he told me, yeah, it's already in the Constitution. In the church Constitution. Get in there. Till I start coming. Now, maybe in heaven, a lot of y'all will see, that look crazy. The preacher told us that. Yes, it's coming. You don't see it coming. Sin can't get no worse than it is right now.
I'm with you, Pastor. I'm with you.
It's at its peak right now. Huh. You see, Obama, he in there for a purpose. I promise you now, I know he's going to put him back in. The Republican wasn't going to sign. Obama, when I saw them fellas following him, I mean, had their name on his car. I said, he don't promise them fellas, sir. No, not the fellas. He don't. God love, don't you put out, I hate them. I know how church folks would do. God love, I love them. But I ain't gonna stand in. Side with them is wrong.
Amen.
My job is to tell them the truth.
Right.
God will save them if they want to be saved. But though he don't turn over to reprobate, it is impossible. But anyway, they didn't love what they're doing and endorsing what they're doing.
All right.
Sin can't get no worse, I promise you. This would move God. This kind of sin. That's why I know he's right around the corner. what moved the Lord. Oh, when I saw the time was coming to a close and things that Jesus told us would take place in the world and in his church. And John, God Almighty, talked about even come on back, Lord Jesus. In the last days, same-sex marriage is number one.
All right.
Check by me again now. Check out, you study the Bible, go over and just find out. This is what moved God more than anything. See, ain't no sin better than this man here.
Right.
Ain't nothing left to bring. Just the last go round. We haven't seen nothing yet. Even our little babies getting messed up. Little children getting messed up.
That's right.
Just think about now. I told y'all about 50. I'll be in the world going to last 50 more years. I said, I believe. I ain't said God told me. Don't put that lie on me now. Church supposed to do it. Church supposed to do it in a minute. I got a lot of witnesses in here. I said, I believe. I don't believe the world will last 50 more years. If it lasts 50 more years, the world will be so corrupted, it's pitiful. Now watch. It don't be so corrupted, it can't get no worse. Ain't nothing else no worse than what they're doing right now. He ain't got it loose. Yes, it loosened little by little. Loosen. And watch this now. Here two men. Now they got the adult. We want a little boy. You got to steal those. They got to go buy one or sell one. I believe. I'm saying that I believe there's gonna be a lot of children missing. Cause can't no more come from them. See, they're getting little children trained up to be just like them. What you expect? The little Johnny going. I went to school over yonder. And I saw his mama, and I ain't see my mama. Where my mama at? You a daddy, you a daddy. Where mama? Now I'm got to teach him what went wrong. Come up just like me. And the church right here going to sleep. Wake up! Wake up, let the world know you standing up for Jesus Christ. If God said wrong, it's wrong. If God said sin, it is sin. Don't be afraid to say it. Say it what God done said. God tired of chicken Christians. If you tell them the truth, you really love them. How they gonna know if you don't tell them? I know I'm still on radio. Don't be writing me no letters. I'm just telling you the truth. See, the king's heart is in God's hand. Obama's job got to go out. That means I believe. No, notice. It hasn't been a landslide. I said, it hasn't been a landslide. They thought they had the Democratic wrapped up in their back pocket. But it just lived being a landslide. Because Obama's job wasn't up. God Almighty. And them homosexuals, they weren't going to wait another 4 years. They weren't going to wait another 8 years, no. And I just saw the sign of Jesus coming. Paul, read Proverbs 21 and 1 for me.
The king saw it. Is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whatsoever he will.
I turn the king just like I want. I fix his heart. He's going to do some good things, he's going to do some bad things. That's where he up there, God. He in the hands of God. King's heart is in my hand. I fix things like I want it. So this is my plan. The world going against my plan, but this my plan ain't gonna stand. It gonna stand and gonna stay until I fix it like I want. So my brothers and sisters, we are in these last days. I promise you, Jesus, I believe from the depth of my heart, right around the corner. Cause there's no other sin worse than this one right here. What Where else can he go? No, and also bad way. Same sex marriage, homosexual. It's the worst sin. It's moved on.
That's right.
Okay, I'm finna go now. But let me say this. Remember this now. Remember, they got to see Christ in us. Watch this now. We make it help some of them. See now, watch this. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, notice now, Abraham said, if you find 50, you'll destroy everybody. He said, if I find 50, I will spare the city. If you find 45, would you destroy? If I find 45 in there, doing right, in the two cities, I will spare. But just in case, if you find 40, I'll find 40.
That's what he said.
Well, but if I find 30, I'll spare the two cities. Well, what about 20? If I find 20, I'll spare the two cities. But what about if I find 10? If I find 10, I'll spare the two cities. Now, what God trying to say? Here, God, if two cities, and what? And I can't find 10 righteous folks. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? If the church can't stand up for Jesus Christ, God will spare a lot of stuff that's happening to us. When the church live righteous, God protect us. I'll spare the city if I find 10. I can't find 10. I ain't got no choice. That means we're going to live for Christ. Even America would be better if we stand up and live for Christ. Two cities can't find 10 righteous folks. When the angel, God said, go around and destroy. And when the angel got there, I know they were, you don't call men foxes, do you?
No.
Well, what you call men when they supposed to be sharp?
Handsome.
Handsome? No, I don't want a handsome. No, what, okay, they call them handsome. Okay, call me. But here, the two angels coming in the city.
Yeah.
Them homosexuals, look at that. Where them fine things come from? They try to get them! They try to get them! But when God got his arms around you, can't nobody harm you! When God is watching you, can't nobody touch you. He is my protector. He's your protector. He's able.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to protect you. They've been going and trying to hug one another, but they got blind. God let them start blind. God said, where are you at? Where are you going? God is able. He's able. He's
able.
And he's able. See about you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. He know how to take care of you. He'll fix it for you. When you don't know how to fix it, give it to the Lord. The Lord will fix it for you. Can I get a witness? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I look at my own life. I was a mess my own self. But one Sunday evening, he touched my regular life and changed my life. Yeah. The things I used to do, I couldn't do them no more. The places I used to go, I couldn't go no more. Because the Lord was on my side. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll protect you. He'll look out for you. Stand up for Jesus. Don't be afraid of these last days. Don't be afraid. God will protect. If God wants somebody to kill you, you're going to get killed. But stand up. Stand up for Jesus. You don't hate nobody, but you got to tell the truth. And God will bless you because you're bold enough to tell the truth. Because you love folks. Let us all stand. I want everybody to stand, but I'm going to let it go. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. God, we take the Lord's Supper. We've got to take care of that. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. But he come to save us. I want y'all to understand this. Don't put it out. Don't tell them allow me, because God's going to get you, but tell them allow me. Don't tell no lie. Don't walk and hate days. He hates. That's a lie. I'm just preaching the gospel. God will really save anybody. He'll save anybody. He come to save. All of them short of his glory. We have enough to say forgive me for already. But this what happening now. God will move. So we are in these last days. There ain't nothing else worse than what they're doing right now. But we have a belief in the depth of my heart. We'll be here after a while. Now, giving your life to Christ will protect you. God will save you. I don't care who you are, where you come from. I don't care what you've done. He'll save you. God already saved the worst man that they called Paul. In the New Testament, Paul was bad fellow. He would kill you. But God changed Paul. He said he was the chief of sinners. And if he got the chief, he knew where he'd get the warning. God will save you if you just believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Confess it with your mouth. Thou shalt be saved. Will everyone? Will everyone? Someone may not come back. Christian experience, you may come. Will there be one? Don't be ashamed. If you're lost, give your life to Jesus. Give your life. I'm not trying to put no fear in nobody. But I've got to tell you this. If you die without Christ, remember now, if you die without Christ, live let me see it. If you die without Christ, ain't no more hope. It's over. It's over. And you're going to exist somewhere forever because you can't really never stop existing. But it won't be in heaven. You'll be with the devil forever and ever and ever. Remember, I told you that now. I told you that. You'll be there forever. Ain't no more hope nowhere forever if you die without Christ. That's what he's coming for, to save you. Anybody want to come back Christian experience, you may come. By letter, you may come. But just don't walk out here lost. If you don't want to be a part of this membership, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. But just get saved. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus while you have a chance. You don't know when you're going to die. No, nobody knows that. Yeah. Oh. May God bless you. We're going to go on.
Pastor Walker, we have one on Christian experience, Kathleen Little.
Sister Little, how you doing, Sister Little?
Good, sir.
Bless your heart. You know you're saved.
Yes, sir.
You've been baptized.